Well, John Stroud, editor of the Post-Independent, thanks for coming by for the news brief this week.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on your new job. This is, the way I see it, it's about time.
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of the way I saw it when I decided to go for it. And as I was just mentioning to you, I've had opportunities in the past that have come up, and I toyed with the idea, but I never just took that step and decided, okay, now it's time. And this time, I just felt like the time was right for me personally, with my family, and wanted to take that step into a leadership role.
Well, this isn't the first time you've been editor of a newspaper.
No, and it's interesting. I really kind of felt like I started down this path when I was editor and general manager of the Valley Journal 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And when the Valley Journal folded, that was kind of painful, actually. That was a difficult time, difficult decision to grasp. Here's this established newspaper that's being folded just because of a financial blip in the world. So that was kind of tough, and it took me a little while to get over that. And I was perfectly content just to be a reporter for a while, but at the same time, that was a path I kind of started down at one point, and felt like it was time to resume.
In what direction would you like to see the Post-Independent move?
A lot more issues-oriented reporting, and just looking at those issues that affect all of us. You know, it's interesting, as different as Carbondale is from Rifle, Parachute, Battlement Mesa, the issues are very much the same that people are dealing with. A lot of finding ways to, report those issues in a deeper context that makes it relevant for people who come from different places and different backgrounds and have different political perspectives.
Right. What's a common denominator?
Yeah, they find that common denominator. And there's so many issues out there. I mean, there's housing is the biggie right now, just the cost of living here, healthcare costs and health insurance, and all the issues around that. Mental health, we really want to dive into that issue and see the scope of the problem, the resources that are out there, what needs to happen to, help the people who are dealing with mental illness, addiction, the opioid crisis. Mm-hmm. It's here. It's in our backyard. Mm-hmm. Transportation, the list goes on. Yeah, it's diving into those issues while also keeping up with the day-to-day. I mean, you have to react when news happens. And
how do you balance that as an editor?
Planning. I mean, you have to look ahead and kind of bite off those big projects well ahead of time and kind of have a plan for getting to that point when you're ready to put it out there in the paper and online. But it is a challenge. We're a small staff, and I'm starting right off the bat two reporters down, because not only am I having to replace myself, one of our other reporters is also leaving.
Who's leaving?
Ryan Summerlin is following his significant other, Sam Montgomery, up to Washington State.
Our crime reporter is leaving.
Yes, and that is going to be a huge, huge shoe to fill there.
John Stroud, is there anything you'd like to add about taking on the editor's role at this time?
Just that I'm, very passionate about these communities and what makes them unique and distinct from each other. As tied as I have been in to Carbondale for as long as I've lived here, I've lived in Carbondale except for a brief stint in Silt. So I do have a Silt perspective. It's only about a year's worth, but I started at the former Glenwood Post way back in the late 80s, just in the aftermath of the oil shale bust. So, I know the issues with the booms and the busts and what happens on that end of the county and where people are coming from. And that's the other thing, is it's not just the Post-Independent. I'm also overseeing the Rifle Citizen Telegram in this role as well.
Yeah.
So, and it's making that publication relevant for that readership there. Mm-hmm. Is the other piece of this.
Well, you seem like you're really ready to take on this challenge.
Yeah, I'm ready to dive in. There's it's a little overwhelming to start, but I've got a good mindset going into it, and support of a lot of people. I mean, the emails and the texts I was getting when the news came out yesterday that I was editor is just very rewarding to know that there's that support in the community.
Exactly.
For
someone
who's been here doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I think I was quoted in the story that about me being named editor, that the way we do journalism has changed, but journalism itself really hasn't changed all that much.
What do you mean
much.
By that?
Well, you know, it's digital. You know, mm-hmm. technology is kind of driving where we go with how we present the news these days, and you know, the whole online presence and social media and all of that, that we just have to be aware that that's how people get their news mm-hmm. now. And that's, and I was thinking about it. Remember when we went to the news production conference in at CODO in Telluride?
A long time ago.
But yeah, and think about how radio news production has
yeah.
changed. Since
oh,
those
boy.
Days. So, yeah.
Man, from, you know, now we're using digital editing, and before it was reel to reel tape, mm-hmm. scotch
yeah,
tape, and
exactly. I remember splicing the reel to reel, because, you know, I got a little bit of a radio yeah. news background, as yeah. you're aware yeah. as well. So, you know, bringing all of that to this job and just that broad perspective that I've had as a journalist in this valley for 30 years.
Well, congratulations again, John Stroud. Looking forward to working with you in this capacity.
All right. Yeah, it'll be a pleasure to work with you, too.
Thanks. That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.